Impossible radio show, and I'm the boss, RJ. And tonight, we're not going to waste any time. You know, I can't do anything unless I give it up for the Creator. And the Creator's been really good to me these days. The rain has fallen, the sun is shining, and everything is beautiful here in paradise. And I hope that all of you out there are staying cool. And in those places where it's cold, I hope you're warm. I hope that God is blessing you. And I hope that your intellectual curiosity will be piqued by the Mission Possible radio show here on bbsradio.com. Oh, yes, it's important for people to understand that this is the truth of the matter. And I am getting ready to just go off into it because, you know, it's just so relevant. People's sentences are being commuted. People are being disputed. And right in the middle of it all is my favorite guy, the man who holds the office, the President of the United States. Now, I done already told you all, my father taught me a long time ago, if you can't respect the man, respect the position he holds. I would hope that the man who holds the position would respect the position that he holds, but it doesn't seem that that's what's going on, is it? Yes, someone has told a lie. And 70 deep agents have died. You see, this Valerie Flame affair, oh, this is really big, folks. This is so big because, you see, someone died. Now, I know that we've become desensitized by the shenanigans of our government, but this time, I have to tell you, we have to really dig deep on this one, and it has to matter. You see, because in it all, we have Mr. Cheney, the vice president. Now, you have to understand that we are talking about classified state documents. We are talking about a leak. Just like when I started my show 4 shows ago, we started on June 17th. Oh, yes. And here on the Big Island, we had many quakes. And the rift opened up wider because the truth is a dangerous explosive. And right in the middle of it all is Mr. Dick Cheney. You see, my father said standing on a lie is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. You're bound to fall off, so you might as well tell the truth. And the truth of the matter is that Mr. Cheney has a vested interest in lying about what is going on in the Valerie Flame affair because he's protecting the president's derriere. You see, they're covering up. They've done it a long time ago. Their mentors showed them how, and they're directing the final show. And it was back in 99 when Dick was really working it. He was speaking to the London Institute of Petroleum, and he was jerking it. He was just jerking it around. He said that all was going to be what he wanted it to be. That means by 2020, we'll need on the order of an additional 50 million barrels a day. Cheney said he was aware of the pesky problem of finding oil and pumping it. He said producing oil is obviously a self-depleting activity. So where is the oil going to come from, he said. Governments and national oil companies are obviously in control of about 90% of the assets. oil remains fundamentally a government business. While many regions of the world offer great oil opportunities, the Middle East, with two-thirds of the world's oil and the lowest cost, is still where the prize ultimately lies. Even though companies are anxious for greater access there, progress continues to be slow. America could not expect any imports or exports from China. Their whole oil discovery had peaked in 1960. And Cheney said by 2020, Gulf oil producers were projected to supply between 54 and 61% of the world's oil. Thus, global economy with all certainty continue to depend on the supply of oil from the OPEC members, particularly in the Gulf. This region will remain vital to the U.S. interest. Now, you see, you have to go back and you have to do your homework, and you have to see that back then he worked on Chapter 8, the National Energy Policy. Cheney was the chairman of the National Energy Policy Development Group. He said, the end of the oil era is not here yet, but changes are afoot, and the industry must be ready to adapt to the new century and to the transformations that lie ahead. We're talking about Texas. We're talking about New York's most valuable asset. We're talking about Texas. We're talking about Humble Oil, owned by New Jersey. We're talking about sulfur. We're talking about melons. We're talking about Texas. We're talking about supplies. We're talking about Texas isolationists. We're talking about Texas, a state in the Union, the only Confederate state that got rich. But you have to understand that these are Southerners with big money, and there's no way to compete. Oh, no, not when they have a 27.5% of their gross income for depletion, and all of this is tax-free. Oh, free rides in Texas. Oh, free rides in Texas. DuPont and Dow Chemical. Texas is the only American state that after 9 years and 301 days as an independent republic entered the United States of its own free will and on what were mostly its own terms. Oh, we're talking Texas. We're talking a foreign country. We're talking Texas. And it is the only state that without the consent of Congress may split itself into five different states at any time. Oh, self-division could bring trouble to Washington, D.C. 10 senators instead of 2 to deal with Texas. Oh, you've got to understand Texas. You got to understand its concern is foreign policy. Everyone from Texas is from someplace else, you see. And the foreign-born are all over Texas. The Russian immigrants, the white Russians, are in Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth. And I say Texas, you have to rise up to be Nexus. And you understand cattle, cotton, and sulfur, and petroleum. And Texas is the richest colony on earth. And the eastern establishments, oh, they own Texas. And they have an interest there, you see. The subsidiary of U.S. Steel, supplying the oil machine. And Texas Humble Oil, owned by New Jersey. Cotton promoted, and their big business in England. Texas went to Canada to fight when Pearl Harbor happened. Texas is a lot like Argentina, full of rich Nazis and fascist dictators, cattle culture, absentee ownership, holding semi-feudal barons, great preoccupation with the weather. I enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed that. Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you, I don't know if you can hear the music behind me, but it does inspire me. I'm telling you, folks, I'm the boss. I was born to do my job. I want to bring you up to date on a couple of things, yeah? Me and Dr. Lynn, you heard us on the Inside Hour on Tuesday. Same time, same bat channel, bbsradio.com. We were talking about a lot of things, and I want to continue these conversations. You know, he asked me about the United Resolution to Love Earth Party. I want to bring you up to date. Here in Hawaii, we're looking for 663 registered voters. We're talking about putting together a third political party. And the reason that we're doing this, because the issues today are beyond the ability of the two parties to solve. You know, I'm following both. I registered to both. I try to get as much information as I can. You have all the Republicans, they're out there. John McCain, Mitt Romney, all of them are out there stumping and telling and bashing. And all of them are following Reagan's rule, which is, hey, just bash Democrats. Let's not talk about each other. Let's just bash the Democrats. Let's just stay on the focus here to remain in power. But you see, what they're missing is that they're missing this whole idea of the intelligentsia that is growing. And that is whether it's Republican or Democrat, no one wants to debate the issues. No one wants to discuss. No one attempts to solve anything. They're just holding on to these two-party systems. And so, therefore, it's important that we have a third-party threat. And that's what I believe the Turtle Party is. And that's the United Resolution to Love Earth Party. And when you begin to think about it, its time is now. I mean, there's a whole group of people between now and the disinfected populace, and the goal here for the Turtle Party is to achieve a political realignment likened to no other, document on earth. Our Constitution, everything has been scrapped, and so therefore the treaty's been broken. Now we need to make new ones. We need to understand exactly what powers have been given to the president, and then we must get just like the senators discussed the Libya amendment, and they started doing this tit for tat. You'd have to look at it on the web and see what your senators are up to. But they passed on July 20th. They all were discussing different things, and they got so mad they brought up the Libya amendment. And again, I say that I just follow the news, you know, and they keep throwing this Libya up in my face, and I keep saying, my goodness, this just doesn't want to die. And so the Democrats have brought up this whole thing about how Libby should not be pardoned and that there should be no pardon. Well, it got defeated, but in the defeat, everybody's heads started getting cooler, and then they did something that I didn't know that they could do, and that is that they could take out of the record. In other words, they could pretend, they could wipe the slate clean and pretend that they had never voted, that the question had never come up. And I said, my goodness, what is it with this Libby thing that makes this a political pariah that no one wants to touch it? And I'm like, the more they want to talk about it, the more I want to get into it. You know, who is this Libby character? And I just want to give you a little bit on it because it's real important because what no one is really saying and what people really have to understand is that over 70 agents were compromised. And the reason why we had a law, a federal law, that mandated that nobody give up any agents, especially to the press, you wonder how it all could have happened. And I have not let it go. And the reality of it is that the President of the United States may be guilty of treason and that he is being protected in some really weird way that I don't understand. I mean, it really does me no, as I think about it, I'm wondering, what the heck was he doing and why? And then I answer my question. Oh, my goodness. The reason was because he was being spiteful. Our president was doing the tit-for-tat thing, and in doing so, he forgot himself. But Cheney how Cheney fits in it all is this, that Cheney may have been aware of the memo. You see, you have to really go back to that memo. And you have to understand that that memo was the beginning of all the trouble for this woman who was a CIA agent. For me to go back to the beginning is to do your homework. What I really need for you to understand is that what they're not saying is that people's lives were compromised. What they're not saying is that this leak leads all the way up, not only to the vice president, but the president of the United States. This is the same as it was with Watergate. I am making no other correlation except to say that standing on a lie is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. Someone is lying. Why are they lying? Now, that may take years to understand. But because I'm looking at the very same people who were young people when the whole Watergate thing was happening, you begin to see that maybe perhaps they haven't learned any different about honesty, that they are still covering up, that there is something going on in our upper officials that has nothing to do with national security and has everything to do with morality, has everything to do with their passions, their appetites. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to say to you all that it's really important that we look into the Valerie Flame affair and that we not allow the President of the United States to get away with commuting this man's sentence unless it is to deliver us to the true culprit, which would be for him to have to resign and then be prosecuted. And I'm talking about the President of the United States. I do believe that Dick Cheney was involved in this, too, and the reason I say that is because, you know, Libby, they don't talk about what Libby really was. You know, they talk about him being a counselor to the president, but he had three formal titles. He was the chief of staff to the vice president. He was the national security advisor to the vice president, and he was an assistant to President Bush. So he was a protege of Paul Wolfowitz, who's no longer in service there. He was shamed out of office. This man was shamed out of his position and made to not even allow to call a taxi. He was on crutches when they threw him out of his office. This is how it works, folks. You can go back to the Third Reich. You can go back to the rise and fall of the Third Reich and see how they eat their own. They always eat their own. I'm going to look and see what we got going on here in terms of the hour. I think it's time for me to bring on Happy and get an update on the Raw Spirit Fest. Again, the mission is possible, and the mission is to awaken ourselves to the reality of the timelines. You have to go and do your homework. Go to Wipeka or whatever this is, the encyclopedia, and type in Valerie Flame. Type in the timeline. Really understand certain things that Bob Woodard heard about her being a CIA agent on June 13th. That was after George Bush's father's birthday. You see, somebody's messing with these men. You see, they're leaking these things out and making their birthdays less than happy. On July 6th, they released the Edwin Wilson. He released the Valerie Flame affair notice and it was on George's birthday, George W.'s birthday, July 6th, that they released the information. So it's kind of funny, you know, June 12th, July 6th, Friday the 13th, a lot. So we know that these folks really like to mess around with the calendar. And why is it important? Because, you see, the president was so sure that Saddam Hussein was gathering together the mighty forces to...
We're trying to get in touch with
Hello?
Happy. Yeah, we're trying to get in touch with Happy, but we're having a little difficulty.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'll just do the promotion myself.
All right.
All right, I'm just going to do it myself. You know, folks, on October 12th through the 14th, there's going to be a really wonderful event that I, the boss, also known as Reverend Roxy, and Dr. Leonard Horowitz will be attending October 12th through the 14th in spectacular Sedona, Arizona. We'll be accompanied by the likes of David Wolf of Sun Science Systems, and we have people like Jasmine, who's a breatharian, and all kinds of healers. We have we're going to be at the beautiful Sedona, Arizona, Radisson, and that is going to include a lot of speakers and vendors and performers. And for those of you who want to get involved in this, there's a cutoff time for registration in terms of early bird, and I do believe that's going to be August 31st. So you really want to get down on this right now. $250 and you're in. And that includes, oh my goodness, it includes raw food demos and world-class music and dancing and lots of keynote speakers and the likes of all kinds of people speaking to you. Plus, that includes 7 organic, gourmet, raw, vegan meals. When was the last time you went to something, got your head all full and got your stomach full at the same time? Good food. Now, a lot of people say, do you have to be raw to go to this? Well, you know, we're going to act as if folks are for that weekend. We're going to act as if we're raw, and we're going to enjoy, and we're going to see how other people are, how the other people are doing it. And in these times when food is suspect and GMO and all kinds of pesticides in there, it'd be nice to know a little bit more about how you could survive on a little less by using dynamic things. And, you know, it's important that we all get together at this, because we have to make sure that our government doesn't take away our supplements. Oh, my goodness, could you imagine if you had to have a script for vitamin C? Oh, it would be terrible. But anyhow, I really want everybody to understand that you do want to go. Let me give you this to you. This is Happy at Happy Oasis. That's Happy, H-A-P-P-Y, at happyoasis.com. And that's Happy, H-A-P-P-Y, Oasis, OASIS.com. And you, for those people who may not have or may be listening to this down the line and are not on a computer and want to get in touch, or I'll give you a number you can call, 928-776-1497. That's 928-776-1497. Now, that's the number. And this is an entire weekend. And they've added on another day of a special workshop. And you can find this all out on rawspiritfest.com. I'm going to be having some of the speakers and people that will be doing workshops as guests on the show coming up in August. I got David Wolf coming up, and I got Jazz Muheen, who is a breatharian, and I'm hoping perhaps to speak to Dennis Kucinich. Uh-huh. And if I can ever get my web people together, we'll even start advertising this stuff ahead of time, because I'll tell you, BBSRadio.com is really good to its hosts, and boy, let me tell you, if you're a guest, they go out of their way to make sure that you are noted on their website, and so it's just a great place to be, so you want to listen in. I'll tell you, I had to harangue today about the Texas thing, because, you know, I'm just so fed up. I don't know how anybody else feels, you know, and I don't even know how the Republicans feel, because I know, like, John McCain and Mitt Romney, you know, what is it that they think they're going to do? What is it that they have not done? What is it that they're going to think they're going to do? That's the question, you see. What is it that they're pitching? What is it that we're going to bat out of the ballpark? These are the important questions that one needs to ask. You know, I hope that people understand this Libby thing is big, you see, because we're talking about his portfolio had been in chemical and biological weapons of Saddam Hussein. We're talking about people who have made false statements, and by bearing these statements and making them true has given us no opportunity to track the truth down and to find out and root out these undesirable people in our government, you see. Now, I've been telling people about Cheney forever. You see, he got to skate when he was the check kiter back when they was bouncing all them checks, and I didn't understand how they was able to do it, except for the fact that Cheney must have a lot on a lot of people, you see. Or they got a lot on Cheney, so he can toe the line. And the line seems to be that no matter what, they had to do it to the Arabs. They had to. I really think that it wasn't, you know, it's like it goes all the way back. Like, it goes all the way back that these men were youngsters when, you know, the Nazis went underground. And I think that the Nazis contacted these people and are now, pulling strings. It's no surprise to me that Hitler didn't die until 1987. He was a Catholic and a vegetarian. Somebody's running something somewhere. And I look at it as, let's look at grace. Let's look at this whole thing of grace. And I'm not talking about God's grace. I'm talking about the grace that's down there in Peru and the South Americans, the grace lines, Peter Grace, you see. Type that into your search engines and see where it takes you. It takes you to the world domination of commerce. It takes you to the world domination. This is the other embassies that these men were going down to. They have their embassies, so to speak, in these corporations. And one of them is Grace. The other is the Russells. And, you know, you can't really say too much about the Carlyle Group because they've only been in existence since 1987. But they've managed to buy up quite a bit of Hawaii, and I know that they're listening into this here radio show, and basically that everything that I'm saying, if the Patriot Act is true, that they're going to cart me off, and when I'm missing, you'll miss me, because I'm refreshing, you see. You wait for big-time stars to tell you all about it, but I'm refreshing. I've been refreshing for the past 20 years. I've been refreshing ever since I got my hands on a video camera. I've been refreshing. I've been telling the truth. The truth is a dangerous explosive, you see. And when you're dealing with it, most people like to be behind the detonator. They certainly don't want to be out in the field. Well, I look at the truth like that myself. And certainly I am standing behind the detonator, and I do believe that that person, the only person that can take us out, is the Creator. And I wouldn't blame him right now if he did take us out, you see, because we've been such imbeciles. We've been so hypnotized. We've been so lulled to sleep. And whether you really want to realize it or not, we have to take ultimate responsibility. Our leaders lack the knowledge, and there are those of us out here who have the knowledge, and we should be sought out. But instead, we get lawyers who are dirty, all from Chicago. Too many Chicagos. I'm sorry, Chicago, but you're just too dang dirty. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to be president from Chicago. Not Hillary, who originally is from there. Not that black man, bomber. Just sit down, all you lawyers. There's no way. This one, we're going to need someone with some diplomacy. We're going to need someone whose strings are not attached. Now, that means we got to do away with the President of the United States. And I mean do away with the office, not the president. Although his father may be planning to take him out. They may have to. By the time the truth gets out here about all the things that they've been doing and how long they've been doing and the biological weapons that they've been developing against us and all the experiments, and when you all get a load of the fact that that smallpox thing that Cheney pulled through and another guy pulled through that's now running for president, you see, that National Smallpox Initiative to wipe out smallpox, that was the introduction and the carrier for the AIDS. You see, folks, if you don't line up on all of these and get these things, they ain't going to give you something you ain't going to be able to get rid of. And that's the plan. See, because they don't need it. 80% of us, we're gone. We're out of here. So you say, well, why are you telling us this? Why are you saying this to me? Because you might as well have as much fun. You might as well do as much good. You might as well start preparing to meet your maker. You might as well begin to help others pass on. And you might as well begin to be concerned about your neighbors who are going to come up missing. You better start being concerned about the money that's going to come up missing. You better just be concerned, you see what I'm saying? Be aware. My show is like a pull-up. Be more aware, folks. You need to understand. Focus. Understand. You see, a lot of the people, they host these shows and they keep, we need money. We need money. No, I just need your attention. What I need to do is make these shows and then appeal to your good reason by telling you, I'm not making this stuff up. I have better things to do. But I realize that they don't realize that this is a spiritual world and that this spiritual world is no place for those who think they only live once. You see what I'm saying? This is not a place for people who believe they only live once. This is a place where people believe they live forever. And they're not spiritually dead. You see, when you're spiritually dead, you do the kind of damage that people are doing today with their insensitivity. And it's, you have to remember, you know, and like he says, I mean, I sound tough or I sound crazy, but I do know this, everything goes back to God, and God is the final goal. And as God is the final goal of all things, that is what I celebrate, that is what I adore. I do not adore man. I do not adore money. I do not adore things. The former things are soon to pass away. You see, as long as you're holding on to all of that, then you got burdens and you got troubles. And you need to release them. Now you say, oh, well, it's easy for you to say. You know? Well, it is easy for me to say because I figured it out a long time ago. And I said no to a lot of things. I said no. No, no. I distanced myself from stupid. I gave up everything. I created new ways of being. I said, I'm going to turn myself inside out and prepare to meet my Maker, who was made me in His image. Now, the only way you can get a real good idea of that is to get a load of me. I'm beautiful. I'm 55 years old. I'm beautiful. There isn't anybody in the world that can tell me different. I am a child of God, and therefore I am beautiful. In the physical body, I have worked on myself so there's less of me. I'm happy for that. I'm happy for my breath. I'm happy for my stamina. I'm happy for my vitality. I'm happy for my spirit. You see, this is why I call myself the boss, because I'm in control of this situation, the director. You see, a servant's training taught me a lot, taught me that a lot of people are going to see my assertion as aggressive. And I am, for the truth will set you free. Although they're not talking about freedom, they're talking about liberty, they're talking about rights. I'm talking about freedom, you see. And that's something that doesn't come with an America that has a fascist leader. It doesn't come when you have a ruler who will curtail our freedom of speech and does nothing but spread falsehood in order to inflame the hatred that they feel and pass it on to us. You'll see. Someone's being punished. They're taking on that role of God. We as Americans are geniuses all for peace. Now the question is, are we going to throw out Adam Smith? I mean, these things are in the news. We're going to throw out Adam Smith, and we're going to go with Marxism. This is Romney talking about Hillary Clinton. Do you understand? These are words that were used a long time ago. These are relics. These are people who are stuck. Can't you see it, America? They don't deserve our attention. We need to tell them, sit down. This world is too messed up unless you want to stand here and tell us how you've messed up. You see, I would be more interested in a candidate who could stand up and say, yes, we have made mistakes. Yes, our government lies. Yes, the CIA needs to be splintered into a million pieces. And then you'd see the unemployment rate go through the sky. I know that Brad is supposed to be coming on. I'm hoping that He is being called and working it all out. I had his number. I don't know if you're listening, Brother Brad, but if you want to call in, you can call in on the number, and we can talk. It's my USA Today guy. I'm looking for other people who read the newspaper, you see. And I also want to acknowledge that I'm sending out Tootsweet, because it seems like I've had a busy week. But I just want to let Carlana know that I got your envelope, I got your stamps, and I am running off some stuff and going to stuff your envelope in a nice personal letter from the boss, and I want to thank you for that, and I will continue to send you things. So I'm even going to send you a little DVD that I made, so you just hang in there. And that's real fun that my first piece of mail come from Arizona. I like that, you know, because I have a lot of connection with Arizona. It's real important that, you know, a lot of information, they say, oh, my goodness, it's all secret. And I say, no, it's not secret. No. There are a lot of things that are revealed in our newspaper, and we can get an idea of what's going on in the direction that we are going. One of the directions that we're going is, I guess everybody knows that since we last spoke, gold has gone up, silver's gone up, all the metals have gone up, and the Dow Jones is going down. That stock market's just too good to be true. Again, the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Where did you put your money, folks? Where did you put it? Did you put it into your life? Did you put it into your children? Did you put it into the things surrounding you, your house, your survival? Did you put it into sleeping bags and water filters? Or did you put it into, you know, campaign funds and CD funds and all kinds of computer games and things like that? You better start rearranging your priorities. There are many tests that will be coming, and these are the tests that man going to put on you. These are not even the tests that are going to be coming from God. These are tests that are coming from man. Because man got an idea that if he get rid of 80% of us, then the whole world's going to be hunky-dory. And we're like, no, that's not true. But if you let us all have hydrogen cards and let us all have Stan Myers, and everybody just go to Stan Myers, just type Stan Myers into the search engine, go to the water car, and somebody out there start making these things. It works. You know, hydrogen is a gas. That's what we're putting into our tanks now, gas. But it's liquid. We need something that's going to split. The whole secret is with the Stan Myers, and let this understand this. This is how things come round circle for me. All right, the secret to his whole unit is the little ruby laser exciter that is amplifying the chemical reaction that breaks down the water to hydrogen and oxygen. So what you're getting is a byproduct is the oxygen. You see, and oxygen, what do you put in your tank? To increase oxygen, then let's what? Gets rid of the knock, right? Okay, well now, think about this, folks. We're talking about a hydrogen generator that would be shooting the gas, the hydrogen gas, into the engine. We're talking about a converter kit. We're talking about all of these cars soon running on not just water, the pure water, salt water, swamp water, you see. And immediately, this technology would surrender one powerful group of people out of our lives forever, you see. That's why Stan Myers had to die. That's why they poisoned him. But his patents are still there, and there's nothing to stop us from doing it. Just means you ain't going to get rich at it, but we should all be doing it. And it's electronics. It isn't chemical. We're talking about utilizing a low amperage to split the water in which we've all known forever that hydrogen and not that the bonds were powerful. So go look. I'm telling you, the mission is possible. Let's start, you know, and I talked to Dr. Lennon. He said, go ahead, research it. I'm behind you, you know, if it don't cost too much. And I'm like, I'm researching, because any way we can get off the grid, any way we can help Mother Earth to breathe easier, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Not this skepticism or delivering us over to nuclear power or uranium and all of this other stuff that just gives off too much byproduct. Immediately, you know, it would be the most revolutionary thing ever. And guess what? Cars would still be made, but older cars that the engines don't work, it wouldn't matter if the engine worked, because you could then take the engine out and put something else in and just run these old cars that got good frames. Again, the answers are here for us, but we have to stand up as a majority, you see. If we all just kind of doing it a little bit here and a little bit there, what happens is that person gets mocked and you don't really know whatever happened. That was a good idea, but it never got off the ground. Well, now it's time for us all to believe in ourselves and to begin to demonstrate all of these things. There are other ways to live. There's other ways to do it. There's other ways to heal. There's other ways to take our medicines. There's other ways to treat the body for AIDS. There's other ways to deal with these cowboys who created it. You know, it's important for everybody to understand. For years, they've been telling us monkeys done gave us the AIDS, and somebody got bit, and then they passed it around to everybody. What a big hooey that is. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about people who have engineered our demise, went looking for specific bacteria in our whole world that would do the job, things that would kill our T cells and do this and do that, and release them in clever ways. I would like to understand what you're saying. Cows and sheep, yeah. That's my friend. My friend, she helps me sometimes, because she listens to me all the time, and when I get off, she says, don't forget to tell them that it was cows and sheep. And we know that's got to be Texas. And when you look back and you, I want everybody to type this one in, too, the Strecker, Dr. Strecker memorandum. Strecker, Strecker, Strecker. Now, this is an incredible, incredible video done in 1988 or so. And back then, this man was on it. And back then, he had conclusive proof that the AIDS virus that they were looking at had been a combination of a bovine disease of cattle and a disease of sheep, which created what they call brain rot. Now, what we're starting to see and what is the big problem with a lot of people is they're not even dying of the AIDS now. They're just dying of the AIDS-related diseases that come from these particular organisms as they infect the host. You see, but then Dr. Strecker and all of that, after he tells you all of this in the Strecker memorandum, you begin to understand exactly how the virus works. Once you understand what this virus is, folks, then you really can understand that, yes, all of what Dr. Len is saying and all of what other people are saying about frequencies and the right frequency and Dr. Bill Nelson, who had gone away to Czechoslovakia to get out from underneath the United States government, all of these people are on it. We are really seeing that the answer here is some kind of oscillatory mortal rate that they call it. You know, in other words, if something is fixed, you can just switch that gear and boom, those little viruses can light up. Those little viruses can be shaken, and they don't get a chance to be infecting our cells and doing what they were created to do. That gives me a lot of hope, because, you know, like dialysis and a lot of other things, you know, if we could run our blood through something and excite it through lasers and specifically it just attacked and didn't boil the blood or anything or make the blood all bad, whoa. What an answer that would be, and I know the boss would really love that, because what we're talking about here is a judgment, you know. Everybody's like, oh, I've been good. But see, these cowboys, they don't care about good or bad. They gave it to all of us. They have created a situation where they have messed with our bioplasm. And when you mess with the bioplasm, then what you have is a word that is even newer coined than genocide, which was coined back in 1943. You see, when you think about how many people does it take in order for you to not call it genocide? How many people have to die in order for it to be genocide, you see? I don't know. I know too many people have died already, and so therefore, when you begin to deal with the gene pool, and you begin to create diseases that you can't call back, and they begin to morph into things that you've never seen before. They just give laboratory people and all of them just all kinds of willies when they see it. These things were put in place by man. These things were introduced by man. Now you say, who? Well, who had these kind of thoughts before? Well, we definitely know when I look at my Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, which I'm hoping everybody's going to Amazon.com and getting yourself a copy of it. And I found a couple places where there's book tapes, but there's nothing like really understanding what was going on back then. And I always try to take a little time to remind you that it's still going on, that on May 16th, 1942, the Nazis decided to go underground, and with the help of their friends, the Americans and Brits, they were able to rise again. And they are here in the United States of America. They are now in charge. They're getting ready to put together a sham election for us to all sit up and watch and to get all incredibly all excited about. And what I'm trying to tell people to do is don't get excited about any of these people. Don't answer any polls. Don't give any opinions. Don't tell them anything. Just watch them run. That's what a race is. Once the race starts, you can't. There's no more appealing. There's no more. You know, it's kind of like back when George Bush and all of them were running, and they were trying to decide who was going to be the president when Ronald Reagan was running. You know, and Ronald Reagan was the governor of California, and he had wanted to debate George Bush, and George Bush didn't want to debate. You know, there's a reason why George Bush doesn't want to debate anybody, because he's scared somebody ask him the right questions, you know. And you wonder what it is that he does know, since he doesn't know too much. That's what he says all the time. But every time you turn around, there's his name, there's his fame, there's his game. And we need to understand that. Richard Armitage, who also is involved with the flame thing, you know, he's been run so much drugs, he's all to do with Iran and Iraq. These people are criminals, folks. They are criminals who escaped successful prosecution. That's how come they can run the country. If you was honest, they wouldn't ask you to run the country. You have to be dirty in order to be president of the United States. Just get with it. So anybody that's running now got to be dirty. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I can put this premise together and say it. It holds water. You look at these people long enough, and you will see that none of them are worthy to lead us, because none of them have the understanding to even rely upon God's good help and wisdom to know that they need to say something a little more than God bless America. At this point, they have to tell us what they've been doing all this time and how they've watched all our rights and signed them all away and seem to have good lives themselves. This is the whole deal here, you know, and I don't know who that person is that's going to come forth and tell them, but, you know, everybody's going to be looking and going, whoa, I don't know what's going on here, and we're going to be asking those very important questions. Where's my money? Where is the ships? Where's the food? You see, right now, our president has made so many aspersions against Cuba that it makes me know that they want to invade, that they're waiting for Castro to die, that they have never gotten over the fact that they lost their casinos and their gambling and their prostitution and everything, that they lost their money, and they lost their minds, too, when they lost their money. Cuba. Our president is looking forward to invading Cuba. He says that these people are under the toe of communist oppression and blah, 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 blah. But I want everybody to know that you should check out a DVD called The Power of Community. It has everything to do with Cuba and how they have survived the oil embargo and all of the sanctions that have been put against them. And I believe that if you're something other than American and you look at Cuba, you'll see that those people are doing just fine and that their homeless rate is like zero and they're eating and they have no pesticides and they're growing their food, and doctors and lawyers are humbled and are working with the other people, and they're doing just fine. And it is only those people who left and are suffering here in the United States, Cuban exile. I want you all to understand something else, too, that I am standing on the fact that I know that it was Saudi Arabia who helped with the 9-1-1. And so, therefore, Prince Bandar, who led the attack and was the lead plane when we attacked in 91, is the same man who has attacked the trade centers to give Bush his mandate. What y'all need to do is you need to understand that y'all need to get the commanders. That's the book by Bob Woodard, the first of the trilogy. I will stand by it. I am motivated to say that Bob Woodard's father might have been not less than honest, but I truly believe that Bob has learned a lot and understands that it is important for us to just witness. There's nothing we can do. You see, they're going to do what they have to do. They're going to say what they have to say. They're going to lie when they have to lie. Someone explained that lying is like an addiction. It's like a drug. As you begin to lie, you want to lie more. But the thing about lying is that when you're in a situation like the President of the United States, everything is a matter of public record. And right now, he don't want nobody to speak. This is Shades of Watergate. I'm hoping that all of you out there listening to this on Monday morning will make it your morning talk as to what is going on with this Valerie Flame. Yes, it's important because of national security. Yes, it's important because it compromised and it created the agents that were working for us are now dead, so they can't witness against the things that our government was doing and saying that they should do. You see, they're constantly killing off all of the witnesses. Whatever it is. And so what I want everybody to do is start watching your obituaries and start looking at the congressmen and senators who are going to be dying. And remember that I told you that the President of the United States is expendable. So therefore, if an assassination attempt is to come, it definitely will be coming from his daddy. You see, because his daddy's never going to get over the fact that he wants to be more like Ronald Reagan than him, you see. And he's already one-upped his father, who he can't really stand. You see, you have to understand the whole dynamics of that sick family, you know. And that Jeb is really the one that's running the whole show. So when you look at it all, you have to really understand who's the smart Bush. And there's not too much between them. It takes all five brothers or so to make up one plan, and they need the help of their poppy to do it. So there's a lot going on, folks, and we're living in fascist world here. And yeah, you can try and have a good day and go to Starbucks and drink your coffee and get stomach cancer and all the other things. It's all right. They want you to. Yeah, let the kids have a lot of Cap'n Crunch and eat sugary sweet foods and rot their teeth out and everything else and have the attention deficit, can't sit in the school, so then they have to take all those drugs because they're all spinning off the breakfasts that you love them so much, Pop-Tarts and all the rest of them. Imagine, even the cereals tell us exactly the condition our country is in today. And it's a shame because, you know, I went to the World's Fair as a kid many, many times because we had season passes. And I'll tell you, they promised us a whole different world. But that's what it was. It was a promise. We live in a reality of the shadow government. We live in the shadow of that shadow government. And they bless this mirage that we're free. But we're starting to understand something. We're only free as long as we accept the reality that we are free. But truly, once you begin to think spiritually, you do find a haven. You do find a place. And that's what's real important, folks. And that's why I have this show, you know, and that's why I'm going to continue to come to you every Sunday, and I'm going to try and explain it to you from my point of view because I'm living it, folks. You don't believe me, but they are trying to kill us, and they have been doing a good job. Look at the cancer rates. Look around, folks. Just look at the people that you know. Think about the longevity in our society and how it has diminished. And look at the people and look at the dullness in our society. Hey, they've done a good job, but they don't have to do a job anymore. You can know. I'm coming down to my last 2 minutes here, and I figured I've said enough. And all I can tell you is that I'm going to be in Sedona. I hope you'll be in Sedona with me. I hope that you will come and we can converse and dance under the stars. That's October 12th. I want you to listen to the Inside Hour as it goes. So do I. And everything else that is on. Brother Brad, we'll have to have you on another time. I don't know what happened. I guess that cell phone. But I lost your number. I apologize. I love you. We'll just have to bring you on another time. I'm grateful to everything. The sun is setting. It's beautiful here, and this is Mission Possible. And I'm going to take you out with a little more of Scott Huckabee. He's a musician that we are now have over here in our over here. So, this is Mission Possible Radio Hour. I'm Boss RJ, and I'm hoping that you really understand that everything that I'm telling you is for the good of mankind, that we have to understand we have work to do, and that work is love, 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 love. So stick with me. We're growing. I'll be getting those handouts out to you. You know it makes sense because it comes from the heart. It comes from my open mind. Next week, same time. Remember to listen to the Inside Hour on Tuesdays with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Reverend Roxy. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. PBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check